How do we share our happiness? How do we share our great joy and our great happiness in living and in being? This is Dr. Herbert L. Riley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California. How do we share the joy that we have in our hearts with others? We have 104 acres here, high in the mountain fastness of Southern California. And the weather comes in almost seasonal activity, but not really. It's more warm than anything else, and that's lovely. But we have these 104 acres that we have dedicated to the spiritual path. And all of them are surrounded and knit with beautiful pathways, with beautiful meditation trails. And everyone who comes up here is welcome to walk these meditation trails and listen to their own inner peace. And for me, it's such a lovely thing. And as I walk these paths every day, and as I meditate on life and on all the things that I think about every day, I get so excited. I want to share it with everybody. I want to take our staff and say, come, walk with me. Walk with me over this path. Walk with me over that path. Have the experiences that I have. Have that joyful inner awareness of the divine within me as I walk that path. Come and join me. And as our guests come to visit the campus. And as our students and friends come to be part of the campus. I say, hey, let me show you the waterfall. Let me take you here. Let me take you there. Let me do this and do that with you. All the while, having that great inner joy within me that I want to share, that great inner feeling within me that I want to give to everybody and tell them all about the magnificent, loving experiences that I have as I walk the path, as I sit on the meditation benches, as I sit on the Om bench, and as I remember whose hands had a part in creating them, and who is now enjoying them with all my heart and soul and being. I want to share the laughter of Rex running up and down the path, waving his tail and looking for rabbits and squirrels and looking for creatures and beings and finding them. And sometimes finding things that I have not the eyes to see. But he's looking and he's seeing something and he's knowing something, he's sensing something, and he wants to tell me all about it. And he can't do it because what he sees, he sees. And I too, standing a good bit higher than he is from the ground, my vision is a little more broad, but yet I don't see the things that he sees. He walks the path and he sees things that tickle his heart. And he dashes after them. He digs into the burrow of a squirrel or a rabbit or whatever is down there. And he wants to say, hey, come out and play. And the creatures say, not today, friends, not today. But everyone walks their own path. The rabbits, the squirrels, the creatures of the high desert, they all walk their own path. Rex walks his path. He loves to be on the leash with me and walk with me, and he's a joy to do that. But he also loves to go out and creatively investigate all of the acreage of the Absolute Monastery here. He loves to investigate the campus of the University of Healing. He loves to know everything that's going on. And he'd love to share that with me. He said, Dad, come on, take a look at this. Come take a look at that. Come take a look at these things. And they don't excite me too much because they're his joy. And as he lives his joy and enjoys his joy, I just let him be. And when I'm making a turn, in my quiet mind, I say, come, Max, we're going this way now. Or I say, come, Rex. Or I say, good boy, Rex, you're always by my side. And think, there he is, right there, right next to me, walking joyfully, happily with me all the inches of the way. Now, when I want to share with the members of the campus or with friends who come to visit and tell them all about the grounds, they cannot have my experience. Because as I walk along, I meditate, I say, I like me, I'm divine order, I'm peace. I like me, I'm divine order, I'm peace. And what goes through me as I say these beautiful words, with these beautiful affirmations of truth about myself, what goes through me is for me alone. It's for me alone in my heart, in my being. It's for me that represents who I am. Everyone must walk the path of life themselves. And here on the campus, you have an opportunity to sort of mellow in to the vibrations of the campus, the peace and the joy, the healing attitude that exists here. Everyone who walks these paths, everyone who comes to the campus, feels this quietness, feels this peacefulness of heart, of mind, and soul, and being. Everyone who comes here feels that this is a very special place. And yet, people just off the campus, in the neighboring community, may not have that same feeling. They may not have that same attitude of mind. And that's perfectly okay, too. Everyone lives according to their own understanding. But when they walk onto the pathway, even our neighbors who come for our open house and for our times of inviting everyone to come and see the campus, when they come, they all pronounce with great dignity and great voice, this is a wonderful place. And it's right next door, perhaps, to their own. This is a wonderful place. It may be that's a mile away from where they live. And I say to them, when you walk around your house, when you walk around your yard, when you walk around your grounds, or whatever may be surrounding where you live, do you bless it? Do you say, I surround you with my pure white light of love? Everyone who walks these grounds comes here with peace and joy and love in their heart. Everyone who walks upon these grounds is instantly healed, returned to their original purity and integrity. Everyone, no matter what or who they are, everyone who comes upon these grounds feels the spiritual essence, the quintessence of wholeness and perfection, goodness and happiness. Everyone, without exception, the delivery men come here to bring us the UPS or the mail or whatever programs they may bring. And when they stand at the doorway and they hand us their package or their mail or whatever they're doing, they say, what is this place? It feels so good. What is this place? It feels so right here. It feels so peaceful. What is this? And we say, this is the campus of the University of Healing, Church of God Unlimited, Absolute Monastery, University of Philosophy. Wow! All here? Yeah. And it's all done by correspondence. But here on the campus, anyone who comes here to our work center, to our spiritual work center, is blessed by all of the good thoughts, all of the good attitudes, all of the good ways of thinking that we have for ourselves. Oh, we stumble now and then, but we get up. We think to ourselves, oh, why this or why that, or why doesn't something happen more quickly? And then, as we adjust our thinking, as we adjust our mental attitude, everything falls into place. But we have to constantly remind ourselves, too, that we are in the world, but we are not of it. We are in this universe, but we are not of it. We are its creator. We are its divinity. We are its allness. What a wonderful thing to be. What a wonderful way to be. Yes, it's very special. But I cannot give to anyone the feelings that I have as I walk these paths. And I'm walking them right now with Rex. But you, who come here to visit, and many who have come to stay for years on at a time, you who come here to be part of this wonderful campus consciousness, first soak up what you find. And then, because you are so full and you are so happy with what you have found, you bubble this out. And as you walk the path, the joy in you overflows and radiates to every plant, radiates to every animal, every creature on here. And you find them blessed. Should you see a coyote, you say, "Bless you. Oh, you are a gorgeous creature. You're doing your wonderful things. Now go and play." Should we see any other creature, we say the same thing, because we are the master. And we do not create things that are harmful to us. We create things only that are part of the wonderful scheme of things, the wonderful, natural, wonderful flow. But it's our choice, and it's our word, always in divine order. I am the pure white light of love. All is in divine order. I am the pure white light of love. I surround this campus with my pure white light of love. Every inch of this campus is blessed. And every person, whether it be the international travelers from Mexico going into the United States or whatever it may be, any person who brushes against the edge of our property or walks on our property in any way, are blessed and uplifted and ennobled in every beautiful way. We are surrounded by my pure white light of love, as we are surrounded by your pure white light of love, as you are living in your pure white light of love at all times, under all circumstances. It's a pretty exciting adventure to be in, and it's a pretty wonderful way to live. And it's the way that I live, and I can well imagine it's the way that you live too, because it's your choice. You're wonderful. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.